Okay. Let's take a look at the Gemara here on Daf Mem Testament base. Gemara of Daf Mem Testament base has different cases about if a guy is Mekadosh a woman and he does Amanas. He says on condition. So I'm right in the middle of the Yomid. Okay. On Mem Testament base, the Gemara says the following. You see it? Guy's Mekadosh a woman. It says, Almanasha need tzaddik. The guy's not a tzaddik. We know there are three categories in the state of a man. There's a Rasha, there's a Beinoni, and there's a what? A tzaddik. And Rabbah, in the end of Gemara Brachos, the great Amora, says Beinoni ani. You know, he said about himself as a Beinoni. So the Baal HaTanya, in the beginning of the Sefer in Tanya, begins the Tanya with that Rabbah. If Rabbah could say Beinoni ani, how much more so everyone else? And this time, the Rambam, in fact, writes that we should all be treated as what? We should treat ourselves as Beinoni. And therefore, this time period, we have to what? Try to tip the scale that we'll be tzaddikim, Bezrat Hashem. Hopefully, we're signed already. La'atul chayim toivim l'sholom, right? But l'maisa, you have a man who evidently is either a Rasha or perhaps a Beinoni. And I don't think you have to be mazal. The Gemara Dafko is a Rasha. Perhaps you could say, well, we're saying Rabbah treated himself like a Beinoni. Mestama this Chassan treated himself as a Beinoni as well. Yeah? So if he treated himself as a Beinoni, he goes, finds a woman, he falls in love with her, he wants to marry her. And he says, Hariyama Kadesh Amashani Tzaddik. So the Gemara says, I want you to know something. Even if the guy was not a Beinoni, afilu Rasha Gomor Mekudeshes. Even if the guy is a Rasha Gomor, the Gemara says it's a good Kedushin. Shema, hear her tshuva bedaito. Because maybe he was Mahar b'tshuva. Maybe he was Mahar b'tshuva. And since he was Mahar b'tshuva, we have to what? We have to be concerned. Now, is this a Vadai Kedush or is it a Sofi Kedush? So if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam in Periches, Halacha Hey, writes explicitly that it's a Sofek Kedushin. Rambam writes explicitly in Periches, Halacha Hey, that it's considered to be a Sofek Kedushin. Says the Rambam in the middle of Halacha Hey, I'll read it to you. Amanasha nitzadik, afilu rosha gomor, harezu mekudesh, just misofik, shema hear her tshuva belibo. Right? So the Rambam says, amazing. The Rambam says, even if he's mahar tshuva belibo, because he's shemahar b'tshuva belibo, and the lashon of the Gemara is rosha gomor, right? Shani tzadik, even if he's a rosha gomor. You see from the Gemara that there's a concept of Rasha Gomer, Rasha Ena Gomer, it seems, right? Does that come up anywhere else in Shas you can think of? In Brachas, I think, on Daf Hey, about Yisurin Shalava. No? Does the Gemara say by a Tzaddik Gomer and a Rasha Gomer, they'll always be rewarded even in this world? But if you're a Tzaddik Shena Gomer or a Rasha Shena Gomer, then it could always be, you know, Tzaddik Viralo, or it could be what? Rasha Vitovlo. You follow me? So there is such a notion already we know in Shas. So the Gemara says here, in the name of the way the Rambam paskins, and the Rosh says the same thing in the Ran, and if you look at the Riyazakin on the spot here, take a look at the Riyazakin.
The Rosh and the Ran
paskin like the Rambam? The Rambam says Sofik, so says the Rosh and the Ran. They both say Sofik. And the Riyazakin, I think, writes it here beferish. Let's take a look. On Mem Testament Beis. He says also, you have it there?
Yeah.
I think it might be on Mem Testament Aleph. Where's the Lashon of the Riyazakin? I don't know where the Lashon of the Riyazakin is. I thought the Riyazakin said the same thing, but Pashtus, I don't see it. Is it on the previous omen? He has the case of Usher there, no? Oh, Kahani Trim Kadesh is Misafik the Shamahu. You see that? Yeah?
After which?
It's like towards the bottom. I think he's trying to summarize the cases.
Oh, it says Tarta.
Yeah, it says Bahani Tarta Mikudashis Misafik the Shemahu.
Yeah.
I think that's what he means. I think that's what he means, that in all these cases, Allahu Lamaisa, he Safik Kadesh, at least in these last two, which I think includes that that concept. Okay? Because Gomorrah has a case if he wants to be. We'll see that about Maseches Kala. He wants to know, is it Talmud Chacham? So even if he knows Maseches Kala, you see that the fifth line up there? It says, Feel Maseches Kala. So that's, you know, if he's trying to make that Tanai, you know, when he talks about that. So, okay, but he says those two cases, Stoma, that would include that as well, would be a Safek Kedusha. Okay? So you got the Rambam, the Rosh, the Ran, and the Riazak, and all say Suffolk. Mm-hmm. If you look in the Miri here, the Miri's mashma that it's a Vadai Kedushin. Rosh and the Miri's mashma that it's a Vadai Kedushin. So it seems to be Rov Rishonim say it's a Suffolk Kedushin against the Miri that seems to say it's a Vadai Kedushin. But the Lechem Mishnah here on the spot asks Akasha. The Lechem Mishnah asks, he says he doesn't understand. He says, what's the din if you're Mekadosh the Edom that are Rishonim? So normally we assume if you're Mekadosh the Edom that are Rishonim, what's the din? It's not a good Kedushim. If you're Mekadosh Besuleid, it's not a good Kedushim. He asks, what do you mean Shemahir Daitam, Tshuva? Maybe the Rishonim, the Edom of the Rishonim, argue Mahar Daitam and Tshuva, believe him. I'll read you the Lechem Mishnah. I'm going to ask you, Tzadak, if you're the Rosh Hashem, Mekadosh Shemahir B'Tshuva, believe him, Tomar. And Mekadosh Besuleid is Amayin and Mekadosh is Necha Shemahir B'Tshuva, believe him. Yeah, you heard a kashan?
Mm-hmm. There's no tonight.
There's no tonight, but there's always that possibility. How do you know the guy's a Russian now? Maybe he's Mahar B'tshuva. You never know. There's always that possibility. Remember, did I once tell you Masadr Kedushin sometimes say to the Edom, you should do Hiruv B'tshuva as they come up? Remember, I said a younger Rav shouldn't do that to an older Rav?
Yeah.
So it's a chutzpah. But Lamaisa, even if the guy's a known Russia, why aren't we Chayshish? Allah Lamaisa, why aren't we Chayshish? So what do you say? So the Lechem Mishnah says the following terrors. The Lechem Mishnah says that since he said in Argomar that he's a tzaddik, wants to be a tzaddik gomer, in order that the woman will want to marry him, rechoshes she's mahar b'tshuva. Since he actually said it, if he actually said it, then we're really what? Then we're really concerned. Taki he has a b'tshuva. But in the case of the Edom Rishayim, there was no statement that they said. So since there was no statement that they said, there's no real reason to be chayshish that what? That there's a Kedusha. You follow me?
Yeah.
So that's the first answer to the Lechem Mishnah. Okay.
I guess that's why it works when somebody asks the Edom to be Mahar B'tshuva, because then they said it.
But they didn't express anything. His answer is they have to actually say it.
Oh, they have to say it.
Right. But no, I don't think you have to actually, you don't actually, you're saying good. You don't actually have to say it. Maybe if someone told you to you, it's the same thing. You know what I mean? It's certainly better if you expressed it, you know?
Yeah.
So in our case, you expressed it. The Edom Rishonim didn't express anything. That's one terrence. Second terrence is, since you expressed it bepiv, that you want to be a tzaddik, then we're choshish at that moment that you're Mahar B'tshuva. What's the difference between the two terutsu? Maram Padova says this answer. What's the second answer, Lechem Mishnah? That since you're Hotsu B'piv, that you're at Tzadik, we're choshish at that moment you're Mahar B'tshuva. Isn't that the same answer?
Oh, well, it says at that moment, so it's different.
It's different, you mean?
Seems like he's saying once they expressed it, that was the Tshuva.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't say those words. I think that's the way the Bar Yaakov is interpreting it. He said it in front of us. Right? The first thing, Shiny Huck given to Omer Law, Amanash Nid Sadek, I mean Shemir Blubuk Chub Kidik Lakacha, Mashkin Behindi. What do you think the answer is? What do you think the difference between the two answers are? I think maybe the difference might be is the first answer is because he really wants to marry her, you know what I mean? And since he said she wants to marry a tzaddik, so he says he'll be a tzaddik, right? So we assume since he wants to marry her, he means the real business, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think the second tirch is just saying that regardless of what he wants to do or not, I think that's the answer. The truth is I really never understood the difference between the two tirchim. I think now we got it. I think according to the second answer, it's not just because of Kiddushin. You follow what I'm saying? It's not just because of Kiddushin. It's because once you express you want to be a Tzaddik Gomer Chosha at that moment. I mean, according to the first Terence, you know, if it wasn't Kiddushin, it might not work. You know what I mean? Because you want to get her to get married. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You want to be able to get married. So therefore, you said it, and you must be really serious. But if it's in a vacuum, Stam, if it's not for Kiddushin, who says that would work? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas according to the second daya, since he said it in front of us, Rechoshi, at that moment, and it's regardless of the fact that he wants to get married. It could have been if he wants to fly to the moon. You know what I mean? I don't know. If you need to be a tzaddik to go to the moon, doesn't make a difference. Once you say you want to be a tzaddik, I think that's the dafka mina between the two terutzim. According to the second daya, it would work even if it's not in the landscape of Kedushin. According to the first day, it seems like he says it's kidei lakacha. You follow me? The stress is kidei lakacha. So I think that's the difference between the two terutzim and the lechem mishnah. And that's why we assume if you're makadosh with a woman, if you're makadosh a woman with edim rishoyim, we assume they're possible. Nothing to worry about. We don't assume there's a suffix kedushin. Okay? Either because over there it's kedushin, he expressed it and he said it, and then number two, he said it. They didn't say anything. Okay. It's a good point. Now, if you talk about regular Kedushin nowadays, and the Masada Kedushin says to the two guys, Hiruri Tshuva, and the guys are Russia. So, my impression is that according to both Terutzim, I think you would need to say something. You know? It's not enough to actually think it. I mean, it's not enough, at least according to these Terutzim, in order for the Osri Choshish that he, you know, he did Hiruri Tshuva, I think you would need to say it, no? He'd have to respond to the Rav, you know what I mean? Keep in mind, the case in the Gemara is not talking about Edom. The Lechem Mishnah brought up the case of Edom, you follow me?
Yeah.
So it could be the whole Gemara is based on the fact that he actually said it. In the Edom, you don't have it. Even if the Rav says to the Edom, maybe if he says yes, then like you're saying, it would be good. So the Nafkamina would be the following. That's a good Nafkamina you're saying. Let's take a classical case of Kedushin. Let's say they call up an aide that's a Russia, okay? And the Rav doesn't know it. He says, Hiruri Tshuva. That's his general practice when he's Masada Kedushin. He says, Hiruri Tshuva. So, according to the first daya, Halacha Lamaisa, he's not getting married. He's an aide to get married. So, unless he says it, Lamaisa, that he wants to do Tshuva, then we won't trust him. You follow me? We'd assume he's a Russia. Whereas, according to the second teretz of the Lechem Mishnah, it's possible to say that Lamaisa, maybe. I'm saying maybe there's what to be mistopic. Maybe according to the second teretz, you don't actually have to say it. It would be enough to be told. I would pashup shot say, though, that you would need to say it to respond. You know what I mean? But I'm saying there's room to pilpul, you know, according to the second teretz, because the second teretz is not because you're getting married. Yes. You could say it even outside of that. So there's what to be stopping and say, maybe you don't need a response. I think the Pasha says, even the second Terence would say, you need a Dibor, you need a response. But there's what to be stopping about. You follow me? All right, interesting. The bottom line is, if the other aide's a good guy, it's still Mekadosh Beit Eked is a nothing, so I don't know. Okay, it's an interesting. But those are the two Deyas in the Lechem Mishnah might depend on that. It might depend upon this. So if you look in the Ramah, you look in the Ramah, the Ramah says, well, Beferish, the Ramah says the following, okay? The Ramah says in Simon Membei Sifhei, in Ibn Ezer, he says, Mekadish Bifnei Eidim Sulim, they're possible because of their riches, Yesh Omrim Dechashinu LeKedushin Shemahir Chazu B'Tshuva. Wow. So if you're Mekadish in front of Eidim that are Rishoyim, there are those that say, Shem Yahar B'Tshuva, right? That's an amazing shot. right? That's the first day. And then he says, V'yesh Mekilin, that's the Beis Yosef, the Maram Padova. Okay? That's the Beis Yosef, the Maram Padova. So there, it's 2 days in the Ramah, this Shiloh. Now, you look at the Lechem Nisha, I would have thought that one should be nothing based on what we said, right? So if you look in the Gaon says, the Bir Agro on that Ramah, says, according to the first day of Rechosh, like it says in our Gemara, and the second day it says it's different here, because Shaina Hacha, because he said, Sha'amanasha Nitzadik. So our Gemara is different, because it's Megaladas, and therefore Rechosh, but the Edom didn't say anything. So, that, those are the 2 days. So maybe you could say a shtickle Torah here a little bit. Maybe these 2 days in the Ramah are totally in the two Terutzim and the Lechem Mishnah. You follow what I'm saying? Meaning to say that the Gaon, who says the second day in the Ramah, you follow me? That says, not, what does Yesh Mekilin mean? That it's not a good Kiddush at all. You don't require a get. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So we're making Gansan. So that second day in the Ramah holds like what? That second day in the Ramah, Lamaisa, at least though I want to fix it up, Lamaisa holds, he just says shiny hacha, that our Gemara is different because you expressed it. You follow me? So yes. I'm saying you expressed it, Lamaisa. So the pshat is that what I want to suggest is it's more like the first day in the Lechem Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Because if it's outside the context of Kedushin and you're not getting married yourself, you're just an aide, you need to express it. You didn't express it, so we're not chayshu or anything. Whereas the first day in the Ramah, whose chayshus, the Gaon says, Kemavur b'gemara kan. What do you mean, Kemavur b'gemara kan? So maybe one could say, Kemavur b'gemara kan. I don't know if it's Talia exactly on the two Terutzim. What it means, Kemavur b'gemara kan, as long as there's what? As long as there's a possibility of doing tshuva, and that possibility always exists, right? So you don't really need to have what? You don't really need to have a dibur. You follow me? Mm-hmm. You don't really need to have a dibur. It's like our Gemara is kind of lav dafka. So a good example would be if the Rav said something, even if he didn't respond, it still would be good. But what I'm saying is you don't have to say that was the case. You follow me? You don't have to say dafka that the Rav said to him, oh, here, her, Chuvi. Even without that, when the Gemara says, Amanashi Tzadik, it's really laughed after. You don't need a dibor. You follow me? I think that's what the Gaon means to say. He says, Kimavur b'gemar kan. What do you mean, Kimavur b'gemar kan? The Gemara says you need a dibor. So what the Gaon is saying, no, the first day in the Ramah says, no, you don't need a formal dibor. You don't need a formal dibor. Allah says, there is this notion that a Jew has the aspiration always to do tshuva. Has he said a dibor? No. He hasn't said a dibor, but so what? Remember we brought up in the beginning of the year, according to the Rambam, I think it was the Rabbaz, what was the Sfar of the Rambam, that a father who's a Rosh, the Zimin said, Kibbut Avein, because there's always a possibility he might do what? He might do tshuva, right? Even though the guy's an off-work, you know, he's a Rosh, and he's made no expression of it, wanting to do tshuva, no indications at all. It doesn't make a difference. You follow what I'm saying? The bottom line is that what? There's always that possibility to do tshuva. That mandates a son or daughter, mechabed their parents that are rishonim. So who would deny me that possibility exists? A guy is mekadesh the woman. He says, Amanashani tzadik gomer. So he said it. No, the Gaon says that's lav dafka. Any rush you look at for a transaction and he's going to be an aide, you always have to have that concern. So I'm saying that would fit much better, Lamais, I think. That would fit much better, Allah Almighty, with that second day of the Lechem Mishnah. We wanted to frame the second day of the Lechem Mishnah. Second day, it does say that he said it in front of us. You know what I mean? We said, though, he didn't need to have the what? He didn't need to have the contact, you know, the landscape of Kedushin. So what I'm saying is maybe that second day is saying that you don't need necessarily formal, you know, Dibor, Lamaisa, as long as you expressed it, but maybe even if you don't express it. I don't know if it fits in so well with the second day of the Lechem Mishnah. So even if you don't want to fit it in, it comes out that there are three days, basically, we're saying. The 2 days of Lechem Mishnah and the day of the what of the Ramah. Meaning to say that the first day of the Lechem Mishnah says is that in order for the only choshish for tshuva when the guy's meaning Kaddish a woman, because he really wants to marry her. She's expecting a tzadik gomer. You follow me? Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two It's possible to suggest that that's the first teretz. Number two is we're only chayshish. We're chayshish even as long as he expressed it, even if it's not in the landscape of kedushin. Okay, but as long as he didn't express it, then we're not chayshish, right? So we were saying, okay, maybe, but he, Lechur, maybe responding to a Rav, according to that second day, maybe even not responding to a Rav, though, but hearing from him maybe would be enough. Probably not, but nonetheless. But then there's a third day, it's actually 2 days in the Ramah. Ramah says not a good Kedushin at all, because he holds that there's a distinction in our Gemara by Edim Mishon. But he does quote one day, Rechashin LeKedushin. Why Yechashin LeKedushin when what? So we're pointing out that maybe there's a third possibility, the whole notion of Shemihir B'tshuva is such an adamant part of Yadus. We were masber it by the Rambam, by a Rasha, the Radba says. A father's a Rasha, there's Efshir B'tshuva. So it could very well be, when you have an aid as a Rasha on a transaction, at least maybe in Hilchos Ishus, we should be chayshish of this notion of Shemihir B'tshuva. You know, the Gemara has an Avodah Zarah, and Yechese Beis, Rebelozer, Relekono Olam B'Sha'achas. You know, he's boiled all the zonas in the world, and then he was koino olam b'sha'achas, and he died. The baskol came out. You know, he was so upset and he cried b'bchir, and the baskol came out and said that. So lomais, he had this notion of, you know, the yid always has the ability. Shemihir b'tshuva. So it could very well be, even if he didn't, the whole gemara here is really lav dafka. It's an amazing thing. You know, it's hard to imagine though that it's lav dafka. No, but okay. I mean, you know what I'm saying? How else, you know, she's a Sadekis, the girl. You know what I'm saying? She's a Sadekis. So, you know what I'm saying? She's a Sadekis. She's only interested in marrying a tzaddik. The guy's a Russian. He's a bad guy. So, the only way that you can, what, express the fact you want to change is what? You know, you don't want it to be a Mekach Tolos. You follow what I'm saying? So, you need to say, I'm not tzaddik in order to change that mode. But it's not a din that you need to, what? You know, the only reason why you need to say that is that she wants to make sure he's on the same page. If Lu Yitzur, she would know, she could be a mind reader, then maybe you wouldn't even need to say it. You follow what I'm saying? Because Shemahir B'tshuva. So I'm saying what I'm trying to say is that this, the notion of saying that there was a Dibor is really Lav Dafka. And that where that Chapsa Nafkamin is by Edim. Where Edim are Rishoyim and they didn't say anything, maybe you could also be Chosh. Here you have no other way of knowing. She doesn't want it to be Mekach Tos. So you have to say it. You know what I'm saying? So, is it possible that if a Rosh would be Mekadosh a woman, and we ask her, you know, you're only interested in marrying Tzadikim, aren't you? Lomai, so would that be good even if you didn't say anything? Maybe. Maybe, and that's exactly what that first day in the Ramah is saying. We are Choshish. Because Shemahir B'tshuva. That's the case. The 2 days in Ramah is being Mekash between Edim that are Rishoyim, right? He's not the Chosin. So we're Choshish automatically, even though there's no Dibor. So, Lemaise, I'm saying that maybe you could say the same thing in a case where a guy's Mekadosh, a woman, we know she's a Zedek, because we've talked to her, we had a conversation, and, well, she knows the guy's a Rosh Gomer. He proposes to her, gives her, says, I have a Kadesh asleep. Is there a possibility we would be chayshish for kedushin in that case? Maybe. Maybe Shemahir B'tshuva, according to this day in the Ramah. I mean, if you're going to be chayshish by Edim Rishoyim, so why shouldn't you be chayshish by a regular guy? You know? There was no Tanai said, right? Even though we assume that, you know, she said, I only want a tzaddik. Well, you know what? Maybe it's Har B'tshuva. Maybe we should be chayshish in that case as well. You follow me? I only want a tzaddik. Well, maybe he is a tzaddik. Maybe it's Har B'tshuva. Saying, if you sit like that day in Ramah, it opens up a real Pandora's box, and you could say, even in a case where the guy's Mekadosh, and it turned out that he didn't say I'm not tzaddik, maybe it's good. Okay. Now, the Chalkus Mechoike and the Beis Shmuel, on that spot in the Ramah, they argue on the Ramah, and they say there's no Machlokus in the 2 days in the Ramah. Simplest reading of the 2 days in Ramah, that there's a Machlokus. What do they say? They say as follows. The Mari Mintz says, we saw the guy Mamish Chozer B'tshuva afterwards. We saw Mamish afterwards, after the Kedushin, act like a Yid, go to Minyan, you know, Shomer Shabbos, Kashis, Taz Mishpachi, he's a good person, Baal Chesed. So we're afraid that Lemafreya, he already was about Chukiz Man, that we saw the Kedushin. So that's what the Ramah means from Rechayshish. Whereas the second day that says we're not chayshish for anything, he's an osvor. He's a bad guy, right? He's a Russian. So therefore, there's no reason to be chayshish at all. Halacha lamaisa. He was an aid. Again, and remember the Ramos about the aidim case, okay? Not the chasin case. So when the first day of the Ramos, chashin l'kedusha, they saw that the aidim had changed and become good guys. So maybe l'mafreya, they were good b'shas kedushin. Second day, that says we're not chayshish for anything. Remeiko is talking about a situation, halacha lamaisa, where we never saw him change, and he hasn't been from at all, so there's nothing to be chayshish at all. He never expressed anything, so it's not good. So it's possible to say the 2 days in the Ramah aren't arguing at all, and that's what the Chalkas Mechokik and Meshmul. But if you look in the Ramah straight up, and I have to tell you that Bir Agra seems to understand that they are arguing with one another. You follow me? Mm-hmm. The Gaon's approach to the 2 days in the Ramah that they were arguing against the Chalkas Mechokik and Meshmul, because the Gaon says, Rechoshish like Argomar, the day of the Chalkas Mechokik like Argomar, and then we said that it must be the Dibra's Lav Tafka according to the Gaon. According to the second day, you have to say it's different over here because he said, I'm not seeing tzaddik, and therefore Lamaisa, our Gemara is different, and over there we're not chayshish at all. So it's clear the Gaon understood the 2 days in Ramah are arguing by Adam. Whereas the Chalkas Mechoikik and the Beis Shmuel are saying that the Ramah is talking about 2 different cases, the 2 days in Ramah. Okay? Clear? Okay, good. Okay, let's go a little bit weiter on this, and now we got to try to pin it down precisely in regarding the notion of tshuva itself, straight up. Thereby, that's why we're doing this Gemara this morning, this topic. The Rambam famously in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, writes as follows. And the Sefer HaChinuch as well, Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet. Rambam stresses, and the Chinuch as well, as I said, says that someone's a chozer b'tshuva has to say the vidui b'peh. He must say it verbally. He must actually communicate it and articulate it, the vidui b'peh. Okay? That's what the Rambam, the Chinuch, write b'feirish. So the Kiryat Sefer of the Mabit and the Michas Chinuch, they ask from our Gemara, where our Gemara says that hear her lave is enough, you don't need a mirah b'peh. It's a bam kasha, no? The Rambam and the Chinuch insist upon vidui b'peh. If you insist upon vidui b'peh, well, what are you going to do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says that hear her lave is enough, you don't need a mirah b'peh. So that's the kasha, the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, and the Minchas Chinuch. So you want to say as follows. You want to say the following Kiddush, okay? I want to say the following Kiddush. Kiryat Sefer answers that even though when you do your Uri Tshuva Belibo, you're called the Tzadik Gomor, nevertheless, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Tshuva unless you have Vidui, which is the Gemara of Tshuva. See, Tshuva is the process to repent, to engage in repenting. The vidui, the confession, is kind of like the maisa. You know, the Rav has this theory a lot in Lomdus and all over Shas. There's something called a maisa mitzvah, and there's something called a kinyan, right? So the maisa mitzvah is the vidui, the actual articulation verbally. But the kinyan adavar, the process is called tshuva. You follow what I'm saying? So basically what the Kiryat Sefer wants to say is that even though you're Mahar B'tshuva, you're called a Tzadik Gomer, but the tshuva is not a mitzvah for the Atzmo unless you do vidui. So that's exactly what the Minchas Chinuch really wants to say. He says, through her or lev, you get a kapara, you become a Baal Tshuva, you consider to be a Tzadik, but without the vidui, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of tshuva kehilchusa. Okay? So that's very interesting. In other words, so basically, you can attain the phrase of becoming a tzaddik gomer without fulfilling the mitzvah l'maisa completely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like all in the head. It's all in one's head. It's like Rav Gorelick. That's how he might have even said shir here in this room. Rav Gorelick, you know, he's a great Talmud Chacham. He was a Rosh Shiva here many, many years. He was a big gaon. You know, he learned by the Brisker Rav. Usually the Talmidim from the Mir, they would send 10 Talmidim from the Mir in Europe to learn by the Brisker Rav, the Rav's uncle. I spoke about the Brisker Rav, remember a few? And he was in the middle of a shidduch, Rav Gorelick, so he stayed a second year. Most of the time he didn't only stay 1 year, but he got to stay 2 years. He got very close to the Brisker Rav. He once asked the Brisker Rav, you know, there's a mitzvah to shake the lulav all over the world on the first day of Sukkot. And there's a mitzvah 7 days to shake the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash. So he once asked the Brisker Rav, is there any enhanced mitzvah to shake the lulav on the first day in the Beis HaMikdash? Because all over the planet Earth it's D'oraisa. But is it enhanced more on the first day in the Beis HaMikdash? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he said he didn't know. Brisker Rav said he didn't know. And there was a great Gaon in Europe named Rabbi Ruchum Fischel Pirlo, who wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He was Masber, the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rav Sajigon. There are three fat sforim the size of Baba Basra. Because Rav Sajigon wrote a poem with the 613 mitzvahs in it, and he divided it up into three big sforim, and he was Masber the poem. So he shows how Rav Sajigon holds like this, maybe against the Rambam, against the Chinuch, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So Rabbi Ruchum Fischel Pirlo writes in the Sefer that he claims it's a machlokes in Rishonim. Is it enhanced at all? But you know the famous, let's say it over now, the Bikuri Yankiv, you know, wrote in Hilchos Sukkah, the Aruch Lanier. You know, the Aruch Lanier is Sefer on Shas, but he called the Bikuri Yaakov, he wrote Hilchos Halachas on Arba Minim. Mishaburu quotes him like every other page in Hilchos Arba Minim. He puts together two Rambams. The Rambam defines the Beis HaMikdash as all of the whole old city. So famous Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says Beis HaMikdash proper. The Rambam defines Beis HaMikdash all the old city. So therefore, if you put the two Rambams together, what's the other Rambam? Shechina in a Betel. Remember we mentioned that Rambam before? The Rambam says Kitchu Rishon is Lav Kitchu Loslovo because it was divide and conquer and we were exiled. But in Yerushalayim, the Shechina Makom Mikdash is Bekudish forever. We pass in Kitchish Nias Kitchel Las Lovel. Here it's so it's Kaddish now, but Yerushalayim it was Begetter Kedushah Shechina. And the Rav said that Ezra took the Kedushah Yerushalayim and expanded it to all of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it's Begetter Kedushah Shechina. That's why it lasts forever and ever. Kitchish Nias Kitchel Las Lovel. Kitchish Rishona was Bekibush. And once we were exiled, it was divide and conquer. That evaporated. But the Kedusha Shnia that Ezra brought back was a Chazaka, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumas. The Rav said Chazaka means he took the Kedusha from the Makom HaMikdash and expanded it everywhere. So if you put that together, the Rambam, the Perush Mishnah said, the definition of Beis HaMikdash, the old city, and you put it together, Shkinei and Betel, he says, it's a mitzvah the Arise of Bizman Hazeh to shake the lulav there. I used to try to do that when I was a Balker in Eretz Yisrael. The Aruch Lanier writes, you should go every day of Chol HaMoed and take Arba Minim and shake it there. It might be a Kiyum D'Arise, according to the Rambam. You follow me? So the first day was the Ruch official put one sense of Machlokes Rishonim. But I'm saying the rest of the days, there's a Kiyum D'Oraisa. So that I used to try to do in Yerushalayim. You could do it in the afternoon, as long as you shake it before Shkia. Mishnah says in Megillah. As long as you shake it from sunrise to sunset, it's fine. So, but this Shiloh, so this is what Rav Gorelick was very close to Brisker. So getting back, So you know, Rav Gorelick was always bothered by Akasha, I was told. And you know what he said? He said that he was bothered by Akasha. He asked his father. Heard this from Mr. Nachman Masaryk. He's a Talmud of Rav Yeruchim Gorelick. So that's how the great Gaon. He once asked his father, Rav Gorelick asked his father, I guess in Europe. He asked him, he said, I don't understand. Why do we yell, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam V'Olam, Kol Nidrei Night? We took showers, we ate, you know what I mean? We're like Malachim. It's right at Ma'ariv. We should really say Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso L'Olam V'Olam next night, on Motzei Yom Kippur. That's after the Kapara, the whole day. That's when we're mamish like Malachim, no? Mm-hmm. So his father told him it's all in the head. It's all in the head. What do you mean it's all in the head? It's all what a person's mindset, what you're thinking. That's the seichel of a person. Separates man from an animal. Even though it's a yipach bapav ruchaim zruch malo koch adibor, but it's also the mind. The mindset of a guy on Motzoi Yom Kippur, everyone's human, they want to eat. The mindset of the guy in Leil Kol Nidre is they want to be like a malach. So we're koveyed based on the mindset of a human being. Follow me? Mm-hmm. So it comes out of Chiddush. And the Chiddush is that Lamaisa, when it comes to what Tzadik Gomer you can accomplish becoming with Hiruri Tshuva, even though you didn't do Vidui. Without the vidui, you don't fulfill the essay tshuva kehilchoso. But listen, for purpose of being termed and tagged with that title of being tzaddik gomer, with tshuva alone, it's enough. So that's what the kiryat sefer and the minchas chinuch want to say. But there's a little bit of a difficulty with this, because minchas chinuch says if you look in the Rambam, if you look closely in the Rambam, you know what the Rambam says. You're not miskaper achiyomer vidui bepeh. The Rambam says you don't get atonement until you say vidui bepeh. So that's bothersome. If you look at the Rambam closely, he says you don't get kapara until you do vidui bepeh. If that's the case, then how can you call the tzaddik gomer if you didn't get kapara? No. On the scorecard, you'll have those with the Abishter. If you didn't get kapara, how can you be termed and tagged tzaddik gomer? Yeah? That's the Lashon of the Rambam. He says, Eino miskaper achi yisvadev yoshu milasas kazel liom shner mechol katas onim. Says it befeirish, Eino malach aleph. Yer dekasha, yeah?
Kapara is different from being nikkur tzadik.
Okay, good. All right, well, you're saying good. I'm proud of you. That's what he's going to say. But I'm saying at first glance, you know, you think on the scorecard, if you don't have a kapara, how can you be tagged tzadik gomer? So it comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says, like you, you're Mechavit, proud of you. That the Rav basically said the same answer, that through her belave, you're a tzaddik. Because tzaddik and Rosh are not totally the kapara. The term tzaddik and Rosh are not totally the kapara. If you're Mischaret in Ravakish kapara, you're a tzaddik. Nevertheless, you don't have kapara avonos, not called about tshuva until you actually what? Until you actually confess. That's what the Or Zeruah writes in Simon Kuf Yud Beis. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? The tzaddik and in Russia is not totally kapara? I think it makes sense based on what we just said. It's all in the cup. Cup, you know, in Yiddish means the head. It's all what you want to do. You follow me? What's your mindset now? You want to turn it around. Okay, on the scorecard, it hasn't yet necessarily been changed. You follow me? But you still could get that tag because you always look at what you want.
Yeah.
It's your rutzel, no? That's a big chiddush, no? So, Lomaisen, what'd you say? Bashir Husham? Well, that's a famous stira. Many different terutzim. No, Yishmael, we say Bashir Husham, and by Ben Sora Omar, we say Nidon Hashem Sofa.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different terutzim to that. So one answer I heard from Harav Agon Rami Tetzhiyahu Solomon, the Mashgiach in Lakewood, Shlita the Great Gon, Shem Rafu Shlema, he wanted to say it's totally on Shmir. The Ben Sora Mor has demonstrated that he will not listen to his parents. If you've demonstrated that you have no koach HaShmir, you're done. You spiritually asphyxiated yourself, says Rav Mordechai Miller Zatzal. You've demonstrated that there is what no ability for you to become better. Because you're not utilizing your koach of Shmir. Shmir is the greatest of all the five senses. And if you as a Ben Sormar, we kill him. We project he's going to be a murderer because he has demonstrated he doesn't listen. Yishmael did listen. He married the women his mom wanted him to. You follow me? He demonstrated he could have Shmir. Therefore it's Bashir Husham. He's judged about what he wants now. What he wanted now is he wanted to come close to Hashem. He was a mitzachik. Rashi writes he was engaged in the Shlosh Averis. And there's a medrash that says he mocked them. I don't know if you're familiar with that medrash. He used to mock Yitzchak. He said that they picked him up off the street. You ever heard that medrash? I just heard about it this year. I never knew that medrash. He used to mock, that's why I was meeting Kineg and meet it, that at the almost at the end, when he almost died, that they were going to have to abandon him. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
That was meeting Kineg and meet it. Gemara Mishnah Sot that Hashem punishes meeting Kineg and meet it. So Lomaisa, it could very well be. So that's, you know, the notion of Shmi is so critical. That's why I think you, and this is the first time I thought about it, the whole mahalach we have about Shmi, I think it can attach to Shmi Shofar. And the Yom Kippur that we blow the Shofar at the end, it's the Shmi. It's that demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Shmi that is that beautiful sense, unlike all the other things. That's why the Mishnah says in Baba Kamar, Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Shari Tshuva, if you cause someone to be deaf, what's the din? You have to pay his whole worth. If you blind him with his eye, you only pay the worth of the eye because you spiritually asphyxiated him. You follow what I'm saying?
So after Shmir, though, Yishmael was judged by Asher Hashem.
That's correct.
But I'm saying, we say no.
Because Hashem saw that he had that will. Okay. He had that rutzim. So I'm saying, based on what we're saying, Lamaisa, He might have, on the scorecard, he might not have yet fulfilled a full kapara, but to be termed as a tzaddik, it's that aspiration that's enough.
Yeah, it's because we're trying to say that normally we're judged like Lasek, not Asher Husham.
Right.
Yishmael was judged Asher Husham.
No, but Asher Husham is a kula.
I guess.
Because he wanted to do tshuva. Yeah, Hashem Sofa was a chumra. We killed a guy.
Yeah.
The Torah's projecting he's going to be a murderer. He's not a murderer yet.
Mm-hmm.
Bashir Hashem is a kula, but I'm saying that Bashir Hashem is a kula, even though he has. What has he done? He showed enough expression, and he showed a shmiah, I'm saying.
So when Yishmael was demonstrated shmiah, he was judged Asher Hashem.
Yes.
He demonstrated shmiah.
That's correct. That's what I'm saying. And this here, her tshuva, is like shmiah. That's what I'm saying. The hearer shu is like shmiah because you're listening to the Eibishter.
Yeah,
you are listening to HaKadosh Baruch.
I think Rav Simon said there was a mission, like I think one of the later prakim in Erevin.
Yes,
which talks about the case where somebody like has in mind to be under a certain tree, I think, and then his tchum is
for tchumen. Yeah,
yeah. So he said that means we judge somebody based on their mindset and where they want to be.
Right.
He's not judging where he is. He's judging where the tree.
I mean, when Shkia comes, where your Kona Shvisa. For Shabbos, in order to draw the tchum.
Yeah.
So it's not where he's at, it's where his mindset is.
Yeah.
That fits in good with what we're saying. That it's, it's all in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? Interesting, we mentioned that, Rav. There was a great Gaon in London, and he was a dying there, and then he came there to Israel. We've mentioned him many times, Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, Zatzal. He wrote the Sefer called Chazon Yecheskel, on the Tosefta's in the back. And him and Rav Gorelick married sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So they say about Rav Abramsky's wife, she was a Melumedes, she knew a lot of Talmud Torah, and Rav Gorelick's sons used to visit her when she was in a nursing home, that she, later in her life, she said she lost her hearing. So when they would visit her, they would say, she said she now understood this mission of Baba Kama, because she said she doesn't know what's going on in the conversations. She feels so separated.
Mm-hmm.
And so cut off from the rest of the world. So that's this mahalach. That's why the bottom line is they ask that kasha. I think our Rav Goldberg Zatzal, Rav Adon Rav Goldberg Zatzal, the Yeshiva Kirmiyan asked that kasha. I mean, we pierce the guy in the Gemara Masechta and Nafaf. We pierce his right ear, the Eved Ivri, because he selects to stay, but because the Ozen that heard the Har Sinai, what do you mean? Every Avera guy does. Why don't you get pierced? You're messed up your hearing, no? The answer is that this Eved Ivri now has the ability to go what? This Eved Ivri has the ability to go home and be his own Adon and listen to himself, serve Hashem. And what does he do? He selects to stay by the Adon. He's basically abusing or dissing, lack of better word, disregarding his Koach HaShmiya. That's why he needs a Ritzia. You follow me?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful Vort. So that's the Vort here, Lomai. So you're saying a Chiddush. You're saying in Chiddush that Tzaddik in Rosh is not totally Kapara. And if you're a Mischare, you're Mavakash Kapara, it's enough. Even though you don't have Kapara Avonos until you're Misvada. Now, I'll give you a dimion to this. There is a Gemara in Baba Kama and Chav Bezim and Bez. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Chav Bezim and Bez, I'm sorry, I said Baba Kama, Yevamos Chav Bezim and Bez, is a Mamzer Chayev B'Kvod Aviv. Guy was Mizana with an Asia Sheesh, they had a kid. Kid's a mamzer. Is he mechuyev to mechabit his father? Yes, when he does tshuva. So the Gemara says, does tshuva? It's a me'uvas lo yuchal iskon. That's a pasuk in Koheles, right? A crooked thing you can't fix up, right? Me'uvas lo yuchal iskon. Where does the Gemara brachas quote that? At chavav amir aleph. Remember, the Gemara says you don't get tashlumen if you've been mazed, you miss the shmon esrei. Because something's crooked you can't fix up, right? You hear the kasha? So the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, it's not a bar tshuva. It's not about you. What's done is done. The Gemara says, a mom's just chayav b'kvod aviv. When the father does tshuva, because the father's mezana with the nation sees, right? So when he does tshuva, you have to mechabit him. So Gemara says, a bal tshuva, you can't never fix that up. He created a mamzer in the world. Yeah? And he's not doing my samcha. There's no mitzvah kibbut avim if you're not doing my samcha. My samcha means you're not a good fellow. So what's the Gemara's answer? Now he is. You're right, he did create a mamzer. He did a horrible thing in his life. But now he's turned the page. So that's exactly this Hesper. Even though he wasn't misakin the Aveira, he's got a kid walking around as a mamzer. But the bottom line is, now he's turned the page. So it's a very similar thing. That guy could, in fact, be tagged the term of a tzaddik if he turned his life around. But at the same time, he has a mamzer walking around. That is his son. So tzaddik v'rosh is not necessarily totally what? The kapara, as long as you aspire to the guilt and you feel bad, you know, the Rav said the three, what are the three levels of tshuva in the Rambam? Right, hakara sachet, right, recognition of the chet. Number two, harata sachet. And what's number three? Kabbalah on your asin not to do it again. Yes? Mm-hmm. So as long as you've done those three, then why shouldn't it be good? Okay. Now, if you say like this, so that's a good dimyon. You follow the dimyon from the Gemara and Yivah, I think it's a very good dimyon. Because the bottom line is, he's got a kid walking around, but the Gemara said, Hashtim Yoysa Amchasa, do you, you know? So what I said, do you have to be chabad? Because now he's done my samcha.
Is he not considered zera, though, we said?
What'd you say?
Mamzer is considered zera?
Mamzer is your beno. It is your beno.
It is.
Shaila is whether you fulfill the mitzvah puravu with that. Right? It's a mitzvah baba aveira. No, isn't there a ritva? The mitzvah shchina quotes the ritva, lamaisa, I think, that says that. Ritva quotes the, are you yotzer? Maybe you're not yotzer puravu because the mitzvah baba aveira. But it's certainly your kid, who beno l'chol davar, we said, remember? Shaila was with the embatia, was it your beno l'chol davar? Beis Shmuel said it was Benol Choldover. Chelk is Mechokik is Mistapik, but there's no doubt that he's your kid, right? The Shaila is whether you're fulfilling Mitzvah Puruvu. And Mechazun, I think, quotes a Ritva in Mitzvah's Aleph. You know, the first Mitzvah in the Aleph in the Chinuch was Puruvu. I think he says it might be a Mitzvah Babaver. Let's look it up, Lee Matter, tomorrow, okay? Yeah? We'll look it up today for tomorrow. Okay, you got me? Mm-hmm. So let's take this. So the Vaitanis Mahal. So Fizah. Lefi Zed, the Minchasinuch answers, Lechuritz caution. I don't understand. How could you be a tzaddik through hear her life? What does the Gemara say in Yuma Daf Peivov? You have to know this Gemara. What does it say in Yuma Daf Peivov? Very important. There are b'chaluke kapara. Shalu b'raymi. They ask the kasha b'raymi. Shalu b'raymi. B'daf Peivov v'm'alif. Gemara says, "Bidaf peivov." The Gemara says, "Beferish." It says, "Turn up on." It says, "You with me?" Shaul Reb Masya ben Cherish es Reb Elazar ben Azariah Beromi. Reb Masya ben Cherish. They asked Reb Masya ben Cherish. Asked Reb Elazar ben Azariah Beromi. Shamas arba chaluki kapora. There are four divisions of kapora. Shahayat Reb Yishmael Dairish, excuse me. Amar Shloshahain, Vichuvim Kolecha Vecha. He said the three, there are three categories of Chuvu with each one. Let's go. Let's get them down. Over our essay, if you transgress a mitzvah essay, like not putting on tefillin, God forbid. Vishav, and you did Chuva, Eno Zaz Mishamat Shemochlan Lo. Okay, Chuva will do the job. Shanamar, Shuva Banim Shovavin. That's the first level. Number two. Overall, lotase vasa tshuva. Say a guy ate a piece of ham, God forbid, and he did tshuva. That will not do the job alone. Tshuva tola, tshuva hangs and suspended yom kippurim mechaper, and yom kippurim are mechaper. So you need yom kippur to pass through. Shneimar kiva yom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol bo chatoteichem. You got me. Now, I've always wondered, you know, there's a machlokes in Chacham and Rabbeinu HaKadosh, does Yom Kippur itself mechaper on its own? Rabbeinu HaKadosh says it does, and the Chacham say you need to do tshuva. It doesn't work automatically. So I think the pashup shot is that tshuva works, but you need Yom Kippur to what? Pass through as well. So, Mistama, you got to what? Mistama, you're doing tshuva, so it seems to be the notion of Yom Kippur passing is echoing kind of Rebbe here a little bit. You know what I'm saying? There's a machlokes straight up itself. If a guy didn't do tshuva, can Yom Kippur do the job? It's machlokes Rebbe and the Chacham. So here we're assuming you did tshuva, but you need also Yom Kippur to pass. That kind of echoing that notion of Rebbe. I'm not saying it's with Rebbe, because Rebbe said Yom Kippur would work on its own. It's a question whether it works on its own or still do you need a little tshuva. And then there's a machlokes you've shown him within Rebbe. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, here you do tshuva and Yom Kippur, that will take care of the ham. Let's continue.
I saw that there's Reb Chaim has a tshuva. He says that
Reb Chaim has a tshuva. I didn't know he wrote tshuvas.
No, Reb Chaim Kanievsky.
Oh, okay.
That, that even if somebody who's can't do tshuva, is ones, say, I don't know, unconscious, all of Yom Kippur, then it is mechaper.
Really?
Yeah.
Really interesting. I mean, if he's in a coma, you mean?
Yeah.
Really interesting. Because what happens if you did an Aveira bonus? Remember we've discussed we had two approaches to what Onus Rachmana Patre means? That we had two approaches. What does Onus Rachmana Patre mean? If you did an Aveira under duress, does it mean as if you didn't do the mice at all? That's one possibility. Or do you say it's a mice, but there's a Ptur Onshin? Mm-hmm. So Rav Tversky Shlita thought you can bring a Raya Brewer to the second approach, because that's the first Al-Khait. Al-Khait bonus of Baratzon. So if you're clapping Al-Khait, obviously it's a Maisa Aver. There's just a Ptur Onshin. If you all like the first approach, why are you clapping Al-Khait? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful Raya. So Rav Agon Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita wants to say that if a guy's in a coma, Yom Kippur would work for him.
I think, yeah.
Interesting. That's kind of like the sugya we learned yesterday. I mean, last year about Onse Kamanda Ovid. Remember that Onis Kamanda Ovid? Actually, we did it this summer. Yeah, we did it this summer. Onis Kamanda Ovid is if he actually did it. No, because that's taking a that's a further chiddush. We treat as if he had, or you're just saying the Yom Kippur works. Yeah. The pass. I thought we passed in the chum against Avinu Hakadosh. I thought he passed, but he's saying it's an onus, you mean? So even the Chacham would agree to it, but even the Chacham would agree to it, you mean? But what I don't understand is that you're assuming that onus is command of it. He didn't do the viewy. So you're treating as if an onus, as if he did it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're basically saying. It's not because Yom Kippur traversing through. That's Rabbein HaKadosh Shiv. Chum say you got to do tshuva. So you're saying it's an onus, which is if he actually did it. That's a very bechidish, because we don't.
I think the lashon might have been that yom that.
The itzumo shayom is mechaper.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Okay, good. That's interesting. That's a ben hakadosh shita. I thought we didn't pass like a ben hakadosh. You're saying maybe the chum would agree to him in a case where the guy's an honest.
Yeah, maybe.
Good. Where'd you see it in the sefer?
It was remote to be. He's quoted in the sefer. It was like a Reb Chaim Kanievsky sefer on I don't know what it was on.
Uh huh. Okay, good. It's a chiddush. Finish to me, you want to say the machlokes. That's right. You have to understand. You follow me? You have to understand what's based on the makaris. Maybe you wanted to say Lamais the Unis command over, or you want to say Chamud agree with Rabbi Akkadish because of onus. But Lamais, why should that be though? You know what I'm saying? Why would they agree by onus? You have to assume as if he actually did it. It's a chiddush. Okay, good. Saying good? Okay. Now, the third level. Let's get to the third level. What's the third level? The third level is, you with me? The third level is bad stuff. Over our Croesus and Mrs. Bazin. He was over Croesus and Mrs. Bazin. He was ate dam, chayv karis, he ate chaylev, his boil anita, he ate chametz on Pesach. All those things you chayv karis for. Mrs. Bazin, he was mezana with an ejesish, he did it with chal Shabbos. So if you're over Krisus misbeis of Asa Tshuva, you do Tshuva. Tshuva, the Yom Kippurim Tolan. Tshuva and Yom Kippur are hung in balance. The Yisurin Mimarkin, he gets to get punished with pain. God forbid, with Yisurin. And that wipes it out. Shenemar, Fakarati, Bashevet, Pishum, Uven Negoim Avoinim. He hit them with the stick, with their sin, Uven Negoim Avoinim. So you see the Feirish, that Yisurin means the stick. Okay? So it's bad stuff. So you need the three things. You need Tshuva, you need Yom Kippur, and you need what? You need Yisurin. And then the last one is, Avamishyesh Chil Hashem B'yodo. Someone's got a Chil Hashem in his pocket. It's bad stuff. What do we assume this is? Ein. Take out the word lo, ein koach b'tshuva, litlos, kipurim l'chaper, lo b'yisurim l'marek, elakulim tolen umisim m'marekis. Wow. Shenemar niglu v'ashni Hashem svakos, imechupar avonze lachem ad temusim. So it says, if you have a chil Hashem in your pocket, tshuva is suspended, Yom Kippur is suspended, Yisurin is suspended, You need all of them, and then Misik finally does the whole job. And then the Gemara goes on to say, what's the example of Chil Hashem? So Rashi says, Chil Hashem choteo machte acherim. It's a sin, and you're calling other people to sin. So the Gemara gives an example that Rav, took meat without paying immediately. That's in a place where, you know, they usually take credit, so we're afraid that he'd be abusing that. Maybe he wouldn't charge a rabbi. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, he always walked our bombs, you know, with tefillin on. What happens if we walk our bombs without tefillin? So that's the definition. So that's a tremendous chiddush. That's scary. Those are the four levels. And I want to just point out to you that Ben Yaina in the Shari Tshuva writes, if you engage in Talmud Torah, a guy can receive kapara before he dies. And the Rabbein of Achaye says if he does a Kiddush Hashem, that can also reverse a Chil Hashem while he's alive too as well. But those are both Kiddushim, because the simplest reading of the Gemara, it seems that Chil Hashem, you don't get full kapara from until that guy actually dies. Okay? So those are the four levels. You got to know that. Pei, Vav, and Aleph. Okay? So the Minchas Chinuch says, so this would answer the following kasha, because the Gemara says in Yuma there are arba chalukei kapara, right? And if you have Chil Hashem in your pocket, only Misa gives you a full kapara. If you're Mahar Balibo, in Iskapar Ma Amasha Over Essen, what do you do about the other ones? Lavin the Chiv Misa, Chil Hashem? No? I mean, the bottom line is that fine, tshuva is enough for the first category. The other categories need much more than that. So how can you tell me, let's say this guy's a Rasha Gomer, what usually makes up a Rasha? We learned that last year. What usually makes a Rasha? Some of the term Rasha...
Zela
or Alav Sheish Bo Maisa. Some of the term Rasha means what would be a Rasha to postulatus, that's what I would imagine. So therefore, it's either Alav Sheish Bo Maisa or it's Gezel. So the bottom line is you engage in Alav. So tshuva is not alone enough for that, right? You need what? You need Yom Kippur to pass. And the Gemara doesn't say that you need Yom Kippur to pass. You follow me? It's a great kasha, no? I mean, you put it all together. The pashup shot is that the Rasha here, you know, he did the lav, lamaisa, and it's not enough to what? It's not enough to do tshuva. So what's the answer? So the Minchas Chinuch says beautifully, halacha lamaisa. The Minchas Chinuch says beautifully, I'll give you the teretz. You know what the teretz is? The teretz is, even though his averes are not nimchal, because he still needs kapara, but legabi tzaddik, as long as he's showed an aspiration, he wants masak in his maisa, that's enough. Yeah? So mahalach, no? Answer that kash as well. So number one answers on the Rambam, lamaisa vidu peh, you don't have to have the full kapara to be called a tzaddik. Number two, it answers up, we had a moshav for the Gemara Nivomis. Number two, it answers up this kasha that it's a lav or more, which definitely it is, because that's what made him a Rasha. Lamaisa doesn't make a difference. You're still what? You're still, even though you still need a kapara, you can still be called a tzaddik, because you're makabel upon yourself to misak in your maisa. Lefiza, you with me? Comes out that which the Chelkas Mechoikeik and the Beis Shmuel say. Yeah? That which the Chalkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel say. Simon, where's the Chalkas Mechokek? Let's get it on Simon Lamaches, Sifkat Mem Dalet. And the Beis Shmuel is Sifkat Nun Hei, and Lamaches. Even if you're a Goslin and you didn't return the object, yes? You still have Gzeil in your hand, and you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Shavuos Aveda. Nevertheless, if you decide in your heart you want to return it, you call it tzaddik and rechoshish for kedushin. Okay, rechoshish for kedushin because lamaisa, and you consider to be a tzaddik lamaisa in that case. So if you consider to be a tzaddik in that case, and that's lamaisa, what this is, halacha lamaisa, simen lamed ches is our gemara. Yeah, amanashi tzaddik. Well, let's say the guy's a Russian, he's a Goslin. So let's say he hasn't returned the thing. I don't care. As long as he's decided to what? To do the return the thing, it's enough. It's all in the cut. It's all the mindset, Zuggin. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to change my life. So too other Averis. Beit Adam L'Chaveiroi. Yeah? What about other averus like Benonim Mechaveron? Yeah? What do we say in order to do averus to fix up Benonim Mechaveron? What does it say? Machloik is the Bir Halacha quotes in the Shulchan Aruch. According to Zmachleis Raman, the tour, the Bir Halacha points out, what is it, Tafrei Shud Beis, something along those lines. Look on the Siman of Mechila. It says, Beferish, you have to go. First time, you can go by yourself. The second, then three other times, you got to bring three other people if you won't ask, if you won't grant you Mechila. So you have to go a total four. I think that's according to the Rambam. The tour says, every time, you got to go with three guys. Now, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama Sadi Beis, you're an Achzori. You're an Achzori if you don't give Mechil. You should have to three times. There's one exception to the rule. Someone defamed your reputation. We mentioned that before?
Yeah.
Someone defamed reputation after, but the Mishnah Bruce still says, Midas Anova, still you should have forgiven the guy in that case. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So, Lomaisa, let's say you have a situation, Ben Am Lechavero, and you haven't yet asked him for Mechil. But you want to. You're on your way. So the Michtav Meliyahu in Amud 81, Chelik Beis, the Michtav Meliyahu in Chelik Beis, Amud 81, points out that you're already a tzaddik. Points out you're already a tzaddik. Because you've decided you're going to ask the Chilik. So therefore, Allah Almighty, you're already a tzaddik. Al Pidin. Same Mahalach, because it's all in the cup. Your aspiration is the mindset. Okay? Now the truth is, Lamaise, you could be doichish. You can't tell you masha'ini aisha miskadeshes. You know, you could really dingzach and say maybe our case is different because it's in the eyes of the woman what she thinks if he's a tzaddik. You follow me? Even though Klapi Shemaya is not a tzaddik, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying? So I don't know if you necessarily have to. You could bring riots. Maybe the standard of Hashem is different than the woman. You know what I'm saying? You could reject that. But Lamaisa, I think if you want to make it neat and fit it all in, I think it's good. You know what I mean? Mistama, you know, Mistama, I would imagine she would want the same standards as Hashem. You know what I mean? I guess you have to say if he's faking her out, no? Externally she sees things, but what's going on really in his mind? You know what I'm saying? I think I would imagine she would want the same standards as Hashem, you know what I mean? So I think it is a good raya, but he wants to say the Varyakla, maybe he could slug it up and say the standards are different, but okay. But the truth of the matter is, if you have this Mahalach, I think it fits in very nicely. Yeah? Yeah, I mean, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama.
He just says tzaddik. It doesn't say tzaddik be'eneha or anything.
What'd you say? Yeah, but I mean, he's talking to her, you know what I mean?
He just says tzaddik.
Okay, but he is talking to her, you know what I mean? I mean, the whole point is, they want some Akadashir, so you get the impression the condition is pointed to her. I mean, you're saying you're trying to reject the rejection. You're trying to say that maybe it's an objective tzaddik, you mean?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying good. I'm saying even more than that. I'm saying her. Even if you assume it's towards her, don't you think her standards would want to be like Hashem? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, okay, you know, I don't really understand his rejection, to tell you the truth, because maybe she doesn't have the same standards, okay? But the Mishnah's in Baba Kama, Sadi Beis, and Manal, it says, Afal Pishu Nosin Lo, Ein Nimchol Lo, Achi Vakish Mimenu. Even though you give him the money, you follow me? Let's say you punch a guy out, God forbid, yeah? And you damage him. You got to give him money. It's a Mishnah Baba Kama, and Sadi Beis, and Manal. But you got to ask him for mechila because you punched him out. That you don't get until you what? Until you ask him. How do you know that if you don't mechila him, you're considered to be what? You're considered to be cruel. Avram davened to Hashem, and Hashem healed Avimelech. How does that show anything? Right? Interesting, no? That shows that the that how does that Mishnah show that you're considered to be Achzori if you don't because Hashem healed him, because why? He would have been cruel because he had had that disease. Remember Avimelech was given that disease? You know, remember he was given Tsaras?
Mm-hmm.
And then it would have been Achzori, so that's why he interesting din. Okay, it's a Mishnah Bava Kama, Sadi Bezer Manalev. So the truth of the matter is, this is a beautiful Mahalik. So basically, it answers how many Nakudas? I think four Nakudas. Number one, it answers the Rambam, even though you didn't do Vidui B'Peh. It's still considered to be good. So Tzarek V'Rosh is not totally be Kaparo. Number two, it answers the Kasha from. Number two, it fits in well that the Mashal is Doma the Gemara Nivomis about the Mamzer. Hashtamia, the father, has changed, turned the page. Number three, if you did a lav, which makes you a Rasha, tshuva alone is not enough. That's true, but lamais is enough to make you a tzaddik. And number four, the chalkas b'chok b'shmur, assuming that by a gazlan, as long as you decide to return the thing, halacha lamais, that's enough. And number five, about there's been al lamakam, according to Miftam and Al, it's enough. So really, five different nekudas are saying a shtugel tayra here, and a mahalik here on this din. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. Even though he had the rejection. Now, the Rajulti in his Sefer, the Mishnas Yavitz, has Beferish. Rajulti has Beferish in the Mishnas Yavitz. He quotes from the Chubis Mari Vayel in Orachaim Simon and Hey Osei that the Iker Mitzvah Chuba Bepeh, it says Vizvada. Right? That's what the Chubis Mari Vayel says. The Iker Mitzvah Chuba Bepeh, it says Vizvada. So he said, according to him, how do you work our Gemara? So he says, the Gemara is chayshish, then maybe mikvar here, but you v'dayv got his father v'piv. He wants to read the Gemara, is that when it says, Shema here, but you v'up, and we're chayshish, you have to add on that he has already said it verbally. You follow me? So that would answer the kash in a completely different way. Would answer the kash in a different way, that we're chayshish, did you, and itaka said it verbally. That's the way the Rujoltis, that's how I want to say, to answer up the Marivayel. You hear what I'm saying? Shema hir tshuva belibo, and we assume that he already had expressed it verbally. You follow me? That's against our whole mahalach here. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. But I want to add on something to the mahalach. We had five nekudas, and the sefer Amud HaEmes to the Kotzke Rebbe is a sefer called Amud HaEmes. Yeah? He says like this. He says, when you're Mekadosh, a woman, the Yushalmi says in Bikurim Per Gimel Allah Gimel. Yes? It says, Nimcholim Kola Avonaisim. Yeah? It says that when a man gets married, all his Averas are forgiven. You know that? That's why you say Vidui by the Mincha before the wedding, or the Shmoneser before the wedding. You say the Alchet Arach, yeah? You say the long alchay. There's a shim when you get married. You follow me? Mm-hmm. You say the alchay, right? Because it's like your averas are forgiven. Allah Almighty.
What's the source?
You shall me to be kurim. Perakim Allah Gilman. That's why the guy says vidui, the chasim, on the shmonesu before, whether it's chakras, mincha, or mayer, right? Yeah? Whether it's chakras, mincha, or mayer, lemaisa. Whether it's Shachas, Mincha, or Ma'ariv, whatever it is, you say the long vidui, because your averas are like you're starting new, right? Mm-hmm. Rashi quotes it Al Torah. Most say that Machla, Esav's wife, made him sicker, because he got worse in averas. But there's another sheet that says, no, Machla from the word Mechivu, that he got married and his averas were atoned for. Rashi quotes that thing in part of Yishlach. So, Lamaisa, the Kutzke Rebbe, wanted to say, a chasin, the Yom Kupaso is better than Yom Kippur. Because all his Averas are what? All his Averas are what? Are forgiven. Even Lavin, even what? Even Chiyuv Misa, right? On Yom Kippur, only the Averas of what? Of Lav are. You follow me? Only the Averas of Lav, and not the Chiyuv Misa. But a Chassan, when he gets married, everything goes out the window. Yeah? So maybe that's a different way to answer that kasha we had in the middle, I think the third nekuda. Remember we said that it would only fix up to be a goslin, the stomach over a lav, right? To be a goslin, the stomach over a lav, yeah? Mm-hmm. You have to be over a lav to be termed a rasha. So if for a lav, we said you need what? For a lav, lamaisa, you need, it's not enough alone to do tshuva. You need Yom Kippur to pass, right? And what about other averas? So he says, no, since the guy's getting married, he's a chosen. So if he's a chosen, Mekadesh, he's getting married, Kiddushin. So since he's a chosen, so all the Averas are what are erased. So that would answer that kasha. That I think that was the third Nakuda. Remember we asked that kasha? He's termed a Rosh, a Chu is not alone enough. You need the what? You need Yom Kippur to pass. Martin didn't say Yom Kippur passed yet. There it says, no, getting married is Nimchal and Kolav Anoitz of everything. So Mimele, it's a sharp answer, no? From the Kutzke Rebbe. Unbelievable, no? Say for Amud Emes. Amud Emes. Shtikl. So that's the Lamaisa. This is the Mahalik we want to suggest, Lamaisa. There's five Nakus, but I think it really, really goes to the hardcore of the cup, Lamaisa. Of the cup. So I want to just add on to this from Rav Goldberg Shlita, the great Goyim. He has a whole Mahalik on the David Hashem Oiri. Yeah? You heard his Mahalik on the David Hashem Oiri? He points out Lamaisa. He points out, if you look in the Psukim in David Hashem Oiri, there are a lot of comparisons. It says Im Tachana, Alai Machana. It says Melchoma. He wanted to say there's a very strong comparison between the time of Egel Hazav and this capital. He also points out that there are connections greatly with Yehoyash. Yehoash. You know who Yehoash was? He was a king in Malachim. You know, Atalia had killed off everyone. So Yehoyachin, the Kohen Gadol, had hid Yehoyash in an attic above the Kodesh Kodashim. And then when he came out to be seven, he came old, I think he was seven, then he was starting, you know, interested in Yadus and getting people closer, and they assassinated Atalia. She was a Machshef, she was a terrible woman, they killed her. And he was restoring Torah to Klal Yisrael, amazing Yehoyash. And then Yehoyachin dies. And the Pasuk says in the Kohen Gadol, and the Pasuk says in Divrei HaYomim that he started listening to his other advisors and he started going off the derech. Started going off the derech. Unlike Reish Lakish, remember we said from Taisis and Bo Metzia that Reish Lakish went off the derech, came back to be the God of the Lord. The Yehoyash didn't come back. And you know what he did? He's the one who created the schedule to kill Zechariah. Zechariah was the son of Yehoyachin. And the Gemara in Gittin and Tisha B'Av Gemaras, they killed him in the Beis HaMikdash. You know that? This bubble is bubbling. You know that Gemara? The Gemara in Gittin says that the Jews killed Zechariah and then the Vuzadran came in. He said, whose blood is this? They didn't lie. They lied to him, the Jews. So he kept killing people and killing people. Then they find him told that we actually killed our own Navi. Mm-hmm. So he said, what do you want me to do? He said, talk to Zechariah division. He said, I'm going to kill all the Jewish people so the blood stopped bubbling. And then he said, oh no. The Vuzadran felt terrible and he ran off and he became a gear. And Reb Meir came from him. Reb Meir came from his descent. Reb Meir came as a descendant. We know Reb Meir, how he dealt with Elisha ben Avuya. And because the Targum, the Medrash and Kohelet says that he was happy, he had a feeling that when Elisha ben Avuya died, he did do tshuva. He had a huri tshuva. He had this feeling that he did. Halacha l'maisa. But what I want to bring out, the Rav Goldberg wanted to say, is that the Egel Hazav and Yehoyash were mamish. You were right by the Gilui Shechina by Egel Hazav, and you're on the attic of the Kodesh Kodashim, and you lose that opportunity. You waste it. And not only that, you go off the derech completely. There are situations where you're given an opportunity and you blow it. So it's not enough to be given the opportunity. You have to be mispalt to siyata d'shmaya that you're going to capitalize on the opportunity. That's what he wanted to say. The pshat is achash alti mi Hashem osa vakesh. What is osa vakesh? What do you mean osa vakesh? I'm asking Hashem. You want to shift the base Hashem? Don. What do you mean osa vakesh? No, I want to request it. You have to want to request it. Oysa vakesh. You have to activate it. You have to actualize it. You have to do it. It's your opportunity. You must do it. And that's exactly this notion of, you know, knowing what the cup is. And knowing your mindset to activate and actualize and go after it, boys. Okay? That's the chiddush. So this is a real lamdus, but also it has this great, you know, nafkaninis for us as we come closer, what? Come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On this day of tshuva, making what? Nur of lessons, that's how who was the Meshkiach and Yeshiva, you say, on a Kabbalah, on a Rosh Hashanah, you have to make goals. Mr. Bruce says, every day of, you know, Shishim and tshuva, you have to do Kapara for a very good day. So this, on Sunday, We have to do kapara for all the averos we did on Sunday throughout the year. So the Mishnah Berurah writes. You know, we're yechidim. That's why we take on pas paltim. As yechidim, it's a chumrah. The tzibur couldn't take it, but as yechidim, we do it. So we have to do the best we can to try to what? Try to strengthen us in this area. Okay, we'll stop here. Great to see you.